USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pro-Iran militia is warning Iraqi troops to keep their distance from U.S. forces in military bases. The anti-American group statement comes after mortars and rockets hit close to the U.S. embassy and a base where troops are stationed. The attacks appear to be the first hints of a violent response to the killing by the U.S. of a top Iranian general near the Baghdad airport on Friday. There have been mass demonstrations mourning his death. President Trump spoke of it in West Palm Beach on Friday night.
At my direction, the United States military executed a flawless strike that terminated the terrorist ringleader responsible for gravely wounding and murdering thousands and thousands of people and hundreds at least of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An anti-war coalition helped organize over 70 protests across the country. A couple hundred people demonstrated in Chicago. WBBM's Mike Krauser was there.
What do we want?
No war!
They gathered along the Chicago River with the Trump Tower and its oversized signage as a backdrop.
I think it's important to oppose U.S. war moves in the Middle East.
I'm concerned about loss of life and... like continual perpetual war.
We can't get into another war. We cannot afford it. It's horrible.
Many carried signs reading "Stop bombing Iraq," some labeling the president a terrorist. Mike Krauser, Chicago.
It seems we're nearing the peak of the flu season. The CDC reports at least 6.4 million illnesses, 55,000 hospitalizations, and 2,900 deaths so far from the flu this season. But, according to experts, there is still time to get a flu shot if you haven't already this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
They're now estimating the total damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. It listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at a $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
Fundraising totals have now been released for some of the top presidential candidates, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the findings.
Presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising numbers from the fourth quarter of 2019. The fourth quarter is critical in the lead-up to the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary in early February. Bernie Sanders raised more than any of the other 2020 Democratic candidates in a single quarter with $34.5 million. The $22.7 million announced by Joe Biden was the biggest haul of his campaign so far. President Donald Trump drew $46 million. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.